So, I be asked, what would Blackbeard say about how to become a more successful person? So ye seek to chart a course to a greater success, be it in your trade, your treasure hunting career, or the stormy waters of love and kinship? Well now, lend me your ears and stow your distractions, for I've got a fine snippet from a book that may just be the North Star you need to navigate by. In this tale, the author be speaking in the first person, having a heart-to-heart with his wise old mentor. A weathered soul who's clearly seen many moons at sea. Their exchange holds pearls of wisdom as valuable as any chest of doubloons buried under the sands of Tortuga. This story be called The Rock. Quote, at one point in time, I finally started doing what my mentor was suggesting I do to create a big income from my new business. I did exactly what he said for me to do week after week. And 2 months later, my business income had barely changed. I'd called and asked if I was doing something wrong. His response was, just keep doing what you are doing. I was very frustrated and thought that all that effort was for nothing. So I didn't want to keep doing the same thing if it wasn't going to get me anywhere. I voiced my frustration and my complaints. And after a long silence, with a concerned look on his face, he said, I heard a story one time about a man that was very weak, weak and frail, physically, weak emotionally, always worried about everything, no self-confidence, concerned about what others thought of him, afraid to talk to people. He was just a basket case. So he prayed to his Lord, Lord, help me please. Well, his Lord came down and said, are you just complaining, or will you do what I say? The man said, I'll do whatever you say. I'm ready for a change. You just tell me what to do, and I'll do it. Already, he felt a boost in his confidence level. The Lord was going to help him overcome his pitiful station in life. The Lord said, good, come over here. Do you see this rock? The man was trembling in anticipation of what great things the Lord of Heaven was going to have him do. He said, I see it. The rock was about 10 feet tall, fairly round, and must have weighed 5 or 6 tons. His Lord said, I want you to push on the rock with all your might and keep on pushing until I come back. The man said, push? Yes, came the response. Against the rock? Yes, until I come back, came the answer. The man was confused and didn't really understand, but after all, this was the Lord talking to him. So he took a deep breath and said, okay. And he started pushing. He would push with all his might until he was out of breath, stop to catch his breath, and then push some more. He pushed forward, backward, overhanded, underhanded, and sideways with his shoulder. By evening, he was utterly exhausted. He went home and ate a big meal, then dropped into bed and slept like a log. When he awoke, he was stiff and sore from head to toe. He had a big breakfast and went back the rock and started pushing. Neighbors came by and asked what he was doing. He said, I'm trying to move this rock. When they asked why, he replied, this is what the Lord wants me to do. They all told him that he was crazy and that he would never be able to move the rock by himself. People walked away from him in fits of laughter and started telling others about him. Before long, he was the laughing stock of the community, mocking. He says that the Lord wants him to move the rock. Ha ha ha! What a fool! Why don't you go get a job or do something useful with your life? The man just kept pushing, only stopping to catch his breath. Eat, sleep, relieve himself, and then push some more. At first, the laughter and ridicule bothered him, but then he asked himself, what if everyone did think he was crazy? The Lord told him to push against the rock! So he must have something really great in mind for him, and maybe this was just a test. So he kept pushing. The taunts began to roll off his back like the beads of sweat pouring off his body in the long, hot summer days. Before the Lord had spoken to him, he would run inside at the first drop of rain. Now he had something to accomplish, so he pushed in sunshine or in rain. Day after day, week after week, he pushed. When the ridicule didn't stop him, the watchers gave him the silent treatment. They would stand around and talk about him, but would not talk to him. If he talked to them, they gave him the cold shoulder and acted as if he didn't exist. Still, he persisted. The Lord must be coming back to make something of him at any time. When the silent, cold shoulder treatment didn't stop him, the spectators began to get curious. Mostly when there was no one else around, they would ask, "This thing that you are doing, do you really think this is what the Lord wants you to do?" "Yes, absolutely."
"Bah, but you've been pushing for months, and I can't tell that you've accomplished anything. You are persistent, though. I'll give you that." Some would say, "You haven't moved that rock an inch. How long do you think that the Lord wants you to keep trying?" Several of the local young men had overheard some young ladies saying that they actually admired him for his persistence and for continuing to do what he believed in. Wanting some admiration for themselves, they said that they could push on the rock just as good as he could. Some of them would push and push until they got out of breath and then quit and go home. Or someone else would come along and laugh at them, and they were too thin-skinned to withstand the ridicule. So they would stop. They told the young ladies that they were just going to back off for a while. But when they got started again, they would really show everyone what they were made of. But no one ever saw them come around again. Finally, the man himself began to doubt, so he sat down and started praying. "Lord, I'm never going to be able to move this rock, no matter how long or hard I push. I can't even budge it." The Lord's answer came back. "I don't recall telling you that I wanted you to move the rock." Now the man was really confused. "Well then, what was the purpose of having me push against it for all these many months?" The Lord answered, "Were you not weak and frail, physically, mentally, and emotionally, afraid of others' opinions, easily swayed in your thinking, unable to find work?" "Yes. And did you not ask me for help?" "Yes, and all you've had me do is push against this stupid rock." The Lord said, "Look at your skin. It is now a beautiful bronze from exposure to the sun, and it is stretched tight over the muscles that ripple beneath it. Look at your arms. Your forearms, biceps, and triceps bulge with the muscles that you have developed. Your shoulders can now carry as much of a load as any man in town. Look at your legs. They are as stout as an oak tree. Your jaw is chiseled and firm. Your heart and lungs are strong. And as for your character, you now have the reputation of being one of the most committed, determined, persistent men the town has ever seen. The opinions of others are like birds chirping in the distance. You are aware of them, but they have zero effect on your attitudes or your actions. You knew that you were doing as I instructed, and you did it by faith, not understanding the reason or the purpose. Very few men ever learn to live by faith. There will be many business people who would now like to hire you or make you a business partner, and many ladies who are looking for a man of your character. You have now developed physical strength, emotional stability, a clear perspective of what it takes to succeed, and strength of character so that you may have a rewarding life, whether it be as a career employee or as an entrepreneur in a business of your own. So go now! You will never move this rock, but with the strength of character you now have, you will be able to move mountains in any chosen field of endeavor. End of story, told by the mentor. Author speaking again. My mentor finished the story and looked over at me. I was speechless, visualizing myself pushing against my business rock for the last 2 months and not moving an inch. He said, just keep doing what you are doing. You cannot always measure the results of your efforts with the human eye. Only looking back years later will you be able to see the results of the effort that you are putting forth today. Actually, you will probably never be aware of all of the results of your efforts. Think about how many people's lives the man pushing against the rock may have affected. How many people who came into contact with him may have gone home determined to be more like him, persistent, committed, living by faith, etc. How many lives did those people have an effect on? You're doing the right things. Eventually, you will learn to be effective at doing them, and you will have become the kind of person that can do them very effectively, and the kind of person that other people will want to be associated with. The mentor laughed out loud and said, and then someone will put you up on a stage and give you a standing ovation and treat you like you are a superstar. That's what they did with my wife and I. And all I did was to push on my rock, this business, until I became who I wanted to be. End of book quote. Aye, me hearties, sometimes if you be wanting different results, you've got to become a different breed of buccaneer. It takes certain traits, grit, gumption, and a dash of madness to chart a course to true success in any sea or trade. So if the winds ain't blowing your way, don't curse the stars. Improve the sailor. Change yourself and you'll change your fate. Me old mate Albert Einstein, sharp as a cutlass and twice as dangerous, once said, intellectual growth should commence at birth and cease only at death. Ah! Self-development ain't for the faint of heart, nor for landlubbers waiting for fortune to fall from the sky like coconuts. That be why only a small handful, 10%, give or take a doubloon, find real treasure in their field. The rest be drifting, hoping the tide does the work. So, suck it up, ye lazy dogs, and hoist your anchor. Start working on yourself, or prepare to be left behind on some deserted isle with nothing but regrets and seagull droppings. And don't come knocking on Blackbeard's door looking for sympathy. I'll have ye walking the plank faster than a drunken cabin boy at midnight. Now download the Scurvy Free app, ye scallywags. I haven't heard from most of you yet, and I've got a bone to pick with the Silence. Don't make me send a longboat to fetch ye.